The Guardian.
A UK-restricted MI5 operational briefing note seen by The Guardian reveals that there's no easy way to identify those who might become involved in terrorism. The research circulated within the security service in June challenges many of the stereotypes commonly held about men and women involved in British terrorism, saying, for example, that the majority are British nationals or are here legally. It also has interesting things to say about their religious, social and educational backgrounds. Home Affairs editor Alan Travis has more on the document and what it contains.
It's a research paper written by a unit within inside MI5, the security service, called the Behavioural Science Unit. And it appears to be an attempt to draw up a profile of British terrorists as they exist today, based on what it describes as in-depth case studies of hundreds of examples of people who are either closely involved or associated with terrorism in Britain today.
And the results that the paper has come up with are actually rather surprising, aren't they?
They are indeed, yes, because they're completely counter to our normal expected view of the intelligence services analysis of terrorism. And they say that there's actually no easy way to identify those who become involved in terrorism, in modern-day terrorism in Britain, that Islamist extremists in particular are completely different from the nature of the IRA or the Red Army faction or Islamist extremists abroad, and that there's no single pathway to violent extremism in the recruitment of people to British terrorist groups.
And indeed it challenges some of the very particular stereotypes that many of us hold about those who are likely to become Islamic radicals.
That's quite right. I mean, to run through them, they say, first of all, that the tabloid view of recruits to British terrorist groups are that they're illegal migrants who've come here to claim asylum, living off welfare benefits, who are then trying to bomb us up. And that's the fact they say that the majority are British nationals and the remainder, with a few exceptions, are actually here legally. Around half were actually born in the UK, with others migrating here later in life. Though some have come to claim asylum here, but most of those who've come come to study or for family or economic reasons and become radicalised many years after they migrate here. Also, rather surprisingly, MI5 say that religious zealotry or fundamentalism isn't driving those who are involved in terrorism. And in fact, many of them do not practice their faith regularly. Some are involved in drug taking, visiting prostitutes, drinking alcohol, and many lack any religious literacy and can actually be regarded as religious novices. Indeed, MI5's assessment is that a strong religious faith and a strong religious upbringing could actually protect people from being recruited or turning towards violent extremism.
So is there anything that unifies these people? Is there anything in the document that suggests why people do become radicalised?
MI5 say that while all the well-known influences like the internet, online chat rooms, DVDs, music, books and so on have an influence, the vital crucial factor that makes the vast majority of discriminated, disenchanted young Muslims who don't turn to violent extremism is personal contact. And they say that in every case, that has to be the presence of that personal contact and recruitment by somebody already involved in the network that makes a difference.
So it sounds as if that, in a way, might be the most useful thing in the document in terms of the continuing fight to prevent terrorism in Britain. How will this help? How will this document help? What will it offer the security services?
Well, MI5 say that their research and analysis has implications for the government's PREVENT programme, as it's called, of work, which is designed to counter the spread of extremist ideology and extremist violence. And they say that indeed it is this kind of seeking on this kind of social bonds of those involved in terrorism that they provide a way out and a package of measures that they say, for example, finding a new relationship, a new child being born, or even a new job could actually see those who seek some kind of family life within inside a terrorist group after the dislocation they've suffered in their previous life as a way of providing an alternative and a way out. They say there aren't conveyor belts to terrorism. Some people talk about conveyor belts towards terrorism. They say that the conveyor belt, these people are moving towards and some are moving away from terrorist groups. And it's possible, perhaps.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily.
That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.